Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I knew that I didn't want to go on the Zoom meeting. And then I'm supposed to send her my weight on Sunday morning and I didn't do. And then she sent me a reminder on Sunday night, which I didn't read the message until Monday evening at 5. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever hidden chocolate in a saucepan to eat when no one's looking, then this is the podcast you need. Actually, it's the vegetable drawer in my house.
Vegetable drawer
no
for you,
one
correct.
With me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Right, let's get our first update of the podcast, and it's me.
Quick glimpse into my diet week. I haven't stepped on the scales. I haven't messaged my... In fact, I've ghosted my leader this week. I've not replied to any messages she sent me. I didn't go on the Zoom meeting I've paid for. So that's how lockdown two is going diet-wise. Still got another week to turn things around. Although last night's tea wasn't Fast 800, Slimming World or Weight Watchers friendly. It was one of those Coleman's sachets of tuna pasta bake that you mix up. I was a massive fan of those as a student. Turns out now, though, you're not supposed to put crushed up, ready salted crisps on top with cheese melted as well. And becoming a massive fan of the plan... off plan till Jan. I feel like that's a slogan I could get on board with. Although somebody on our community page suggested fuck it till Feb, which gives us over 2 months of grazing. So I could get behind that diet plan, absolutely. Also, last night I rediscovered the world's greatest chocolate bar, which is in fact the Galaxy Ripple. And yeah, I probably will have another one of those today as well, because it was 2 for £1 in the co-op.
That is horrible when you have to buy two, otherwise it's not cost effective.
It's 70 pence for one.
I know.
And who am I to argue? An extra 30p for that much pleasure.
Bargain.
And do you always buy it and go, but I'll just save that for another day?
Yes. And
my head always says that.
No, but I did. I did save it. I didn't eat both that night. Because normally what would happen is I'd hoover both, but I paced myself and I've eaten both now, though, so...
But in a way, you tried that day.
I did. Well, I mean, yes. Yes, I tried that day. But yeah, like, I've sort of reverted to student grub at the minute. I mean, obviously, money's a bit tight in the run-up to Christmas. So I was thinking back to student days and what was it that I ate then? How I got fat was pasta and wine. I've not bought wine this week, but I have bought a lot of pasta.
But pasta, guys, me and Margaret Miles Brownwells, we will tell you many, many times, you can have a lot of pasta and you still lose weight. How many sins do you know in that tuna pasta bake? Because it's powder.
It is powder with sugar in, but it... And now they cheat you out of it because they could say that it's lower calories and lower in saturated fat because it doesn't recommend that you put crushed up crisps and cheese on top.
Which was in the recipe before in the old days.
Did they used to do that?
Yeah. Well, they used to say you put one packet of normal crisps. That's crazy. Bullshit. That's not enough.
Yeah, big kettle chips.
Three. You put three packets of multi-pack crisps on and that's just enough for a decent crust.
I thought you were making it up.
No, 100%.
I think that's relatively sin-free.
Okay.
I think I might investigate.
Okay.
No,
well, I did have the crisps. Essentially, I ate a packet of crisps with dinner, actually, because it was split between three people.
I'm just going by, though, because you know when you buy the fajita packs, I'm sure the powder sachet in that is like between like 9 and 11 sins.
For the whole thing,
what?
Though.
Really?
So if you're sharing it.
Okay.
That's not for one person.
I'm sure the powder, like, those things are, like, actually really high sinned. I'm sure they are.
If it was 9 sins, I'm obsessed now because all I want to do is eat this meal. If it was 9 sins for that pack, how many portions?
It was 4-ish. Before, yeah.
Yeah. It's really low sin, guys.
Then that's not with the cheese, though.
No.
Or the crisps on top.
Or the crisps, absolutely not. But yeah, it's just gone a bit like that at the minute. And then there's the whole, who even suggested off-plan till Jan? Because I want to hunt down that listener.
I think it was Joe.
Was it you, Joe? I thought it was a listener.
Possibly have been the greatest dieter of all time, Joe.
I just, because actually that stuck in my head. And then when somebody said, fuck it till Feb, and then we had another message saying, munch on till March. I mean, again, that's 3 months now.
Brilliant.
I just don't know. It's just Christmas and... Ripples.
Why have we gone so early this year?
Because there's nothing
else. Because this year has been a nightmare.
Yeah, my Christmas decorations went up approximately 3 weeks earlier than they would normally do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just enjoying Christmas 3 weeks earlier than I would normally do.
And you ghosted your leader? You didn't go on Zoom?
Yeah, I feel quite bad about that.
Horrible.
I've not even gone on the scales this week. I knew that I didn't want to go on the Zoom meeting. And then I'm supposed to send her my weight on Sunday morning and I didn't do. And then she sent me a reminder on Sunday night, which I didn't read the message until Monday evening at 5. And I was just like, but this is the thing with me and countdowns. I bought a countdown to be supportive, more so supportive than actually knowing that it would keep me on track, because it doesn't. Because I've paid for this countdown, I don't feel bad about not going on a Zoom meetings and not paying her each week, because it's done.
Yeah, you've already paid her.
Yeah.
Did you not get on the scales because home scales don't count.
No, I didn't get on the scales because I thought I'd been a fat bitch this week. However, they don't count now, so that's it.
Oh, no.
I should use this to my advantage now. Now that Katie's gone off the bandwagon, this is when I do well and succeed. But unfortunately, I'm very much in Katie's shoes.
Oh, this is not going to be a great podcast then. Let's not spoil it, how the rest of us have done.
You know, on our community page, I scroll through. I can't see a listener who's on plan, to be honest.
You are so right.
So,
Oh, my God, you're so right. Shit, we can't give in yet.
We can't. Yeah, but when are we back at group?
I think we have, Joe. I think we have.
When are we back at group? Is it a week on Monday?
Does it depend on what tier you're in?
Hopefully tier three.
So. As we're recording this, we don't know what tier we're in. So who knows?
Who knows? Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's come in from Ruth Swain, and she says, basic science lesson, heat makes things expand. Any weight gained is because of a hot water bottle on a bad shoulder that I buggered at work. So I haven't gained weight this week. My shoulder expanded. Did you get on the scales with the hot water bottle as well?
But also, remember when I had a frozen shoulder?
What, did you lose weight? Did you lose weight that week?
I'm not getting on the scales. And remember when I had the flu jab? I am expanded. So just saying, I'm with you, Ruth.
I always feel like I weigh less though in the heat. Like in the summer, when I'm eating salad, I weigh less than in the winter.
Yeah.
And then in the winter, when I'm eating all the pasta bakes, then that's when I gain. A reminder then that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you can get up to 4 bonus episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker when you join, and access to our Zoom meetings. Our next meeting is tonight with prizes, which include £100 to be won. There's 7 of 10 envelopes left, so better odds for you winning the cash.
You don't have to take it in cash either. COVID rules say,
oh, you PayPal-ing.
We'll just PayPal you.
Search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to our next weigh-in or update, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook. And you can join our Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Chloe Renard says, I've been so good this week, but after a terrible day at work, after a really hectic week, followed by the cat pissing, not once, but twice on the floor, I'm writing today off. I've had cheese and cake already and will have wine and pizza this evening.
Was that by 7 o'clock in the morning?
I think she sent us that midday.
Tree Herbert says, I wouldn't normally be swayed by lint balls. As one woman in my Slimming World group said, after finding out how many sins they are, lint balls are bastards. The problem is...
That needs to go on a sticker. That needs to go on a sticker. Lint balls are bastards.
The problem is, this box I bought was in Casualty Corner, so I couldn't resist.
Yeah, is that bargain. Like the whoops section?
Yeah, yeah, I think
so. A bit of a battered box.
So. Casualty Corner, I love that.
The lint balls as well. Are there new flavours this year, or have I just been looking at them more? Because I feel like there's a mint coloured one, which is mint, but there's also like a turquoise coloured one, which is
salty white. Caramel.
Is it what? Is that what it is?
Yeah, the turquoisey one I think is new.
Okay, all right.
I don't think we've had that before.
The mint one was around.
Mint before. We've had, yeah, okay. Before, yeah. Unless there's a new version, because they, you know, peppermint, spearmint, we could do it all. salty caramel, new.
Speaking of lint balls, did notice that you had posted on our Instagram page that you have finally cracked open your limp boxes.
Not my fault. The fault of Christmas.
Right, another message in. This one's from Sarah Crawford and says, guess who's nailed dieting? 4 stone, 1.5 pounds gone within a year.
Nice.
She's got to Target, woman of the year, and now Miss Slinky.
Yes.
How am I celebrating? Beer, ice cream, cheese and biscuits, and pork pies. Cheers.
We will never learn.
I saw somebody who commented after that and saying, like, she posts, oh, Sarah posted, like, pictures of a before and after, which was fantastic. And someone's like, why do we always celebrate with food? Because it's fucking life.
I know.
That's why we celebrate with food.
Because she's not had any of that stuff all year, which is why she's lost 4 stone.
Hell Temlet says, I had a thought last night that to make a concerted effort to stay on plan in the run-up to Christmas and avoid the temptation that is now everywhere, I would give up the sweet stuff, that means chocolate and cake, for the next 30 days.
Oh my gosh.
I then came to make breakfast this morning and found we had no bread. So I dug out the pan au chocolat from the freezer and have a freshly baked one for breakfast. So I'll start my sweet ban tomorrow.
Did they though?
Who, do need to hear back from you, darling. We need to hear.
Emma Walter says, well, I've just sent my Swimming World leader my virtual weigh-in. I told her I've maintained after last week's 0.5 pound off. In reality, I've gained approximately 9 pounds since lockdown. What are the odds of me pulling a Victoria by the time I go back to a real group and losing it all?
Slim.
That is a lot, isn't it?
The thing is, if we made a pact now, if we all
know, let's do one.
So, like, we know how good we can be on. I don't want to say it out loud. The Fast 800. We know how good we can be and how big a loss we can have. Like, if we're all weighing in a week on Monday, we could get back down to where we started this lockdown. I mean, I'm not saying that I've gained lots of weight in lockdown too, because. But I think probably helped.
Lockdown 2 has not been long. No. And that's why this £9, I don't want to rub it in, Emma, but this £9 she's put on in Lockdown 2, it's freaking ginormous. We've only been in it for 3 weeks, haven't we? I mean, that's an amazing result. Amazing.
Oh. Jen Ruggles says, way day today, albeit virtually, I was determined for a loss this week, so needed to change out of my jeans into my scale-friendly weigh-in clothes. But as I couldn't be asked to change out of my jeans into my lighter weigh-in gear, then into my PJs, I came up with a better idea. I stood with my undies on, wearing my usual shoes I wear to weigh-in, and just held my weigh-in clothes. I looked like a right twat, but I lost 2 pounds this week, so I couldn't give a toss. Well, she could have lost a lot more if she'd just weighed in her underwear and her shoes.
Yes! just naked! Why are we wearing clothes and shoes in our own house?
Holding them in our hands.
Get on their sparkers! Oh my God.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. Just get in touch with your name and address.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, let's get our second update, and it's from Jo.
Had a really shit eating week. If I was being weighed, and you can't weigh at home because
home scales don't count.
If it was being weighed, this is one of those weeks where I'd probably just stay at home. But that doesn't matter. We put the Christmas tree up, which means traditionally you've got to have a load of mince pies that day. So we did. We also opened a box of the lint and I put a bowl of those out. So who knows how long they will last. Although I've got to say that I've got to get back on track. Like I've properly got to get back on track because I've bought a top which I want to use for Christmas Day. And it fits, but, you know, not pleasantly. You know, I'd probably be one of those tops where you've got to put a baggy cardigan on over it. So I really do want to lose a bit of weight so that on Christmas Day I can wear that top. So I'm back on it today. Got a new notebook out again. Here's another question. You know the sausage roll crisps from Walkers? You know, the ones that are for charity. How can charity food have sins?
It doesn't. It's for sin free. So. Like,
and the cheese.
Joe, you know your new top, Joe. You're on about Christmas 2021, right?
Potentially. I mean, I genuinely, even today, feel like I've had Christmas week.
After
Christmas, between Christmas and New Year, and you're having to force yourself to eat shit because you've had that much, and you're going, if I don't eat it now, I don't know what I'm going to do because I won't, I can't have it in the house New Year's Day.
I feel like that's been the majority of this year for a lot of people. Yeah, I think a lot of people have said that it's felt like Christmas week.
I think I've got an extra stomach. I'm not even joking. I've eaten so much.
You've got a Christmas stomach. Like some of us have dessert stomachs. Now Jo's got a Christmas stomach.
I have. And the lint balls. So in the Amazon sale, I really got overexcited.
This was ages ago. I can't believe that they've left.
I have kept one all the time, but we bought three of the big, the gigantic lint ball boxes. And so I thought, I'll just get a handful out, put them in a bowl, because it's Christmas. Now we've put the tree up. Guess how many are left in the bowl?
None. Absolutely none. You've eaten a whole box.
Correct.
You've eaten the whole box?
with my boyfriend.
With your other half, okay.
Obviously. Well, they were about... I came home from work the other day, there were four left in the bowl, and I thought, I'll just eat them, and then I'll put some more from the box. He won't know. So, they've all gone. And it has crossed my mind, well, we've got another two boxes, so I just open one. Because he has no idea. Like, he's not in control of this food we've got.
And depending on your Christmas bubble this year... You might not have to share them with that many people.
I wasn't intending to anyway.
I'm not going to lie. I wasn't intending to.
And can I say, if you want to do a good deed this year, those sausage roll crisps, our money is going to charity.
Yeah, it's the Trussell Trust, isn't it?
It's the Trussell Trust. And money's going to charity. So, no brainer. They are really nice.
They do taste like sausage rolls.
Weird, isn't it?
And actually, you could argue it's a diet food because how many sins are in a sausage roll? A lot.
15, yeah. I don't know, I'm guessing.
Shed loads.
Yes.
In a packet of crisps, less.
Six.
Okay. So you could eat two packets for the equivalent of having two sausage rolls. So
I'd rather have two sausage rolls.
No, Greg's are listening. Love you, Greg's, but sorry, we do prefer the crisps.
Oh, you have one packet of crisps and one sausage roll. Now that's better.
Victoria, no.
It's a Christmas buffet.
We've got to, right, we've got to get back on plan. I promise we've got to, because I can't fit into this top comfortably.
Also, at work today, I've had a message about the potential for a Christmas party Zoom meeting. So you could wear your Christmas top then, Jo.
Right, kill me now. Why have you brought that up?
I literally can't think of anything worse.
I'm busy. What day is that on?
That was my response.
I'm busy in lockdown. So I just feel like I've got to get back on plan till
Jan
Christmas Eve.
All right,
I don't know.
Christmas Eve, come on. Tell you what, you will be in Christmas mode as soon as you finish work for the year. You will be out that door. You'll be eating 12s in the car on the way home.
The problem is I'm doing that now. That's why I've got to at least get back on plan.
Let's look at it in little steps.
I might cry in a minute.
What's our next big thing? Our next big thing is going back to group, which is a week on Monday.
We think.
Surely. Fingers crossed. This is 10 days then to sort our shit out.
Oh, shit.
We can do it.
And I have been on plan so far today.
Yeah, me too. Today, I've had a really good day. I mentioned having
really
a new
good day. Half past 12.
You know, I've said I've started a new notebook.
Yes.
I was going to, and I haven't yet. And today is the day I'm going to do that.
Okay.
So this could
positives.
Be the day.
Okay. All the things are looking in the right direction.
Let's go carb free.
Yeah, I can
do that. I'm not agreeing to this.
No carbs till Christmas.
Well, okay, why don't we go carb-free the minute it's announced when we're going back?
No, Jo, you come up with these stupid bloody ideas, and yet it's only me and Katie that stick to them. You never stick to your ideas.
Well, I'm just here to advise you, ladies, that's all. Don't make me cry.
We don't even know how Victoria's got on this week.
Yeah, I know. I think I can tell by a lot of things you've said, Victoria, how you've got on so far.
We just wanted to tell you that your Christmas shopping isn't complete this year until you've bought your favourite dieter a Secret World of Slimming Club's Christmas card. Hooray!
Hooray!
We've got three designs, all created to inspire and insult your friends and family.
I mean, what more do you want out of a Christmas card?
You can get them on Etsy. Just search etsy.com/shop/secret recordings. We've posted links on our social media as well. That's etsy.com/shop/secret recordings. Yeah, I've already got one of each, to be honest. And I'm trying to think about who I can send it to.
I know you all thought that there was a little bonus, Christmas bonus for you getting them free.
Yeah, I did think that. I was thinking, oh, Christmas happened early. No, it's not Christmas stuff.
She sent an invoice for 15 quid now. Every week, then, we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. This has come in on Instagram from Sarah Slims, and she says, I just ordered a second drink from Costa via Uber Eats. Did this because I couldn't decide between two cakes. So I had both. And I didn't want a delivery driver to think I'm a pig. # hero of the week.
Could you do two of the Christmas drinks at once?
Maybe she had one as an espresso and then the other one was one of the Christmas drinks.
Yeah,
although we both have tried them in the last week. And yeah. I can confirm the Terry's chocolate one, orange one, does taste like Terry's chocolate orange.
It's delicious.
Oh, I definitely need to get one now, don't I?
I've been told the After 8 mint one is better.
Really? I'm not a massive fan of mint chocolate, but I mean, I'm game for a try.
Happy to try, but not yet, guys. We're in a no carbs till we're back on the scales plan.
You don't even know what you're saying.
I don't know what I'm doing this week.
I'm on plan today. That's what matters.
Right, let's get our last update, and it's from Victoria.
In the past week, I have had a lot of people in my life buying me chocolate. I don't really know why. Not usually one to complain. I mean, it's sin-free because it's a gift. But I'm very much that type of person that if I know that I've got it, I have to eat it. Nothing lasts in my place, which is why I don't really buy snacks for myself because I can't resist them. So this week I have eaten a massive bar of Dairy Milk Oreo and it was bloody brilliant. The guy that I'm seeing also bought me the new Mini Eggs Dairy Milk bar as well, which I'm yet to try, but I've got a good feeling about it, and I think, well, if I start it, I'm going to want to eat the whole thing, so I can't start it. I had kind of convinced myself, and I think we would all agree, that groups wouldn't be opening again this year, and I thought, brilliant, I can just be off plan till Jan. Yay! But now with the new announcement from Bozza last night, I'm thinking, guys, that groups are going to be back open again, and now I am panicking slightly. Really, really panicking because I thought, oh shit, it doesn't matter. I can leave it till January. Don't think I can leave it till January now. Gonna have to step on some scales, aren't I, soon? Oh, God.
The pain in your voice, darling. Oh,
guys, can we make a pact?
Yes.
If we ever,
what, not go back to group until January?
Yes,
absolutely, 100%.
Please.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Honestly, because I don't think I can do it.
When I go to group, I stay in group. So there are rumours that it's just going to be weigh and go.
Yeah.
And if it is weigh and go, you don't give as much of a shit. That is for sure. Because you don't have to face the consequences.
I mean, I've been weighing and going for the past year.
I've not stayed to one group this year.
I think we should stage an intervention here, Katie, on Victoria, and tell her to dump her boyfriend because he is a feeder. Darling, he's bad for you. He's very bad news.
He is bad for me, yeah, you're
if
right.
If he's rocking up well. With Dairy Milk Oreo bars and
no,
Dairy
no, no,
Milk...
No, 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 my friend bought me the Oreo one and it was
friend?
A massive one. Yeah, I know, I should do. It was amazing. If you've not tried it, honestly, get yourself a bar because it was great. But I sent the guy the picture of the mini eggs. You know the ones that somebody posted on our community page? I was like, oh my God, I need to find this. And he did, he actually found it. And I was just like, oh, that's really nice. But also, you're going to make me really fat again. Mm. So, no.
And have
so
you tried it since that? Oh, you haven't tried it yet since that recording?
I'm really scared to because I think I will eat it in one sitting.
Sure. Where's he got it from? Because I was questioning
Easter
this.
Bunny.
The Easter
well, actually,
Bunny.
He lives in Chesterfield, Katie, so you'll probably know. But it's just a local spa to him. It's only a quid.
Get your mother out,
26-mile journey.
Get your mum out.
Really worth it.
And so you've not got on the scales. So that means none of us have got on the scales this week.
No.
Well,
I've not got on the scales in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, I've not since lockdown. Yeah.
I maintain
last
time.
I'm a bit scared.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I know you two are back on plan today. I don't think I can even say that because I'm definitely not.
What have you eaten today?
Well, I did have a bacon and egg cob, but it wasn't on like sin-free bread or anything. It was like really big, thick white.
Guys, what has Margaret Miles Bramwell told you?
Did you cut the fat off?
Of course I didn't.
Did you use fry light?
I never Yeah, I did actually. Oh, okay. I used Fry Line. But I never cut the fat off.
Wholemeal bread? Listen, guys. No. I don't want to preach Slimming World, but you could have had that in the Slimming World way, just as tasty.
Oh, but it's Christmas. Let's not bother anymore.
Oh, no!
Let's just not bother.
Katie, this is so hard for me, because honestly, there is part of me that's like, fuck yes, Katie's off
this
it.
Is
she's
what I mean.
Gone.
No, but this is exactly the same. Like, honest to God, Victoria, if you say to me that you're not going to diet for the rest of the year and you're not going to go back to group, I promise you, I won't do this. I'll just do exactly the same as you.
Should we just whatever you do, I'll do.
Remember, I was heavier than I was at the start of the year, so rejoined only about 4 weeks ago. I can't be heavier than the heaviest when I was at the start of the year. I can't be double.
Do you know what? I was talking to my dad earlier, and he said he asked about how the Fast 800. I mean, he's a few months late, but he's how the Fast 800 went. So I told him, and I said, oh yeah, myself and Katie have actually done like quite well this year. I think we've both lost like about two, like Katie's lost 2 stone, or I'm just a stone and a half, whatever. And I was just like, yeah, Jo's looking like she's going to have put on this year.
But again.
Yeah, and he was just like, did you do that last year?
Yes.
Yes.
Note to Victoria's dad, only £2 on last year.
There we go.
You're really making
it
sound.
We've been doing this for nearly 2 years, and Jo's not lost any weight.
Yeah, well, guess what, guys? I don't want to say what? I don't want to say it too soon, but you know, 2021. That is my year.
But what's going to happen next year? Because, like, we were so optimistic.
We're
going to
be,
we're vaccinated up,
we're going to be flying away.
I mean, we didn't, nobody knew that this pandemic was going to happen, though.
That is the only reason I've gone off the rails this year.
That is not the only reason.
It is.
Whatsoever.
Because this was going to be our year, wasn't it?
I could
what
be
was
a size
last year,
10
though?
Now.
What was your excuse last year?
What?
Are you breaking up a bit?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
We can't really hear you.
Katie, move on.
Just keep going. Talking of people who aren't very supportive of diets, this is our least supportive diet partner nomination that's come from Rosemary. And she says, I would like to nominate my husband for least supportive diet partner. I asked if he could go to the shop to pick up some milk and spaghetti. And he came back with a Snickers Duo, Bounty, Freddo, Flapjack, Big Bar of Galaxy, and a bag of Haribo.
It's not fair.
I bet it was the co-op and it was all £2 for £1.
I bet it was, yeah.
Oh, Rosemary, poor
you. Do you think he actually got the milk and spaghetti as well?
No, he just got the chocolates. That sounds like a really good dinner, though.
Yeah, it does.
Before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some of your messages at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook.
All About Eve says, I have a sticker suggestion that you should sell. Oh, interesting. Oh. Producer Paul, open your ears, my friend. I have a sticker suggestion that you should sell. It should say this. Home scales don't count. Imagine how that would look on your slimming diary. Well, imagine no more, because that's added to the list of great stickers about
that
to be printed.
That will never get made.
Slimming World already hate us.
It doesn't matter. Home scales don't count. That is another sticker. That's two sticker suggestions we've had already in this podcast today.
No. That is true. Means Rob says, hey ladies, I thought I would let you in on a phrase my bestie and I have coined in lockdown 2. Our new motto is push on that whoosh.
Hey, there's another one.
The elusive whoosh has yet to happen for either of us, but all you need is a catchy phrase and you're halfway there, right?
Correct. Yeah. This would help us.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think Paul, I'd lose weight this year.
I would if you we made got me those stickers.
No.
Oh, and this one's for you, Producer Paul. This is from Ruth. And she says, why Producer Paul is resisting a waiting for my whoosh sticker is because he's a man.
Correct.
It's totally unfair because he's, as a man, he gets that whoosh by blinking. Women can stay on plan religiously and gain 3 pounds. Yes, we can, Ruth. That's my excuse. A man can eat anything and lose 3 stone by tying their shoe.
Correct.
Hashtag push for a whoosh.
Push for a whoosh, waiting for that sticker. Whoosh. Which stickers? We've got 3 suggestions Woo-hoo. In this podcast. And it is more cost effective to order more.
Oh, okay.
Hooray, Black Friday, get them ordered.
You've got to design them.
Yeah, well, you've had a fucking week for waiting
Thank
for my whoosh.
You.
No. What have you been doing all
months?
Week?
We've asked for this months
all
ago.
All he's done is this one podcast this last week.
Unbelievable.
What a lazy... And do you know what, Joey, you even had Thursday, Friday off last week.
I know, what were you doing then? What did
not
you do?
Not working. It's holiday.
Come on. Where's doing a bit of drawing is not working, is it?
Okay. Told you, paint. But paint, no. Copy and paste. You've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker and also the whoosh ones when they arrive.
Correct.
Right, it's time to crown the Swigs Slimmer of the Week. Victoria won last week. I can't remember. Why did I give it you last week?
I don't know.
Oh, because she was honest.
Oh, because I was honest.
Yeah, she was honest. Yeah. But we've all been very honest this week.
We are way too honest.
Yeah, I agree. Right. Go on then, ladies.
Oh, yeah, we've got to appeal.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we both know we shouldn't have it, so we've just not even bothered appealing.
Yeah, I'm
not going to get this for a while, so I really want you to both, like, plead.
I would like to say right now that I, at least on my recording, at least there was some intention of going back on a plan in the hope of...
Yeah, but you say that every time. Yeah, but... And you never do.
Yeah, but I've been on plan today. 2 Weetabix. That's it. And a Muller Light.
I've had...
Are you going to tell me, though, Jo, that you're not going to go home and eat some more Limballs today?
We've eaten them all, that box. So we'd have to open a new box, which are in the spare room. So I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm on plan today.
I've got leftover tuna pasta bake in the fridge. There's also like nice garlic bread, which I bought, which is Morrison's best. And I was like, actually, because I've only got a little bit of that pasta bake left, I could have some garlic bread with it too. I've also found in the back of the cupboard sponge pudding, which goes out of date next week, which needs eating. So I've got all these things that need to happen before we go back to group.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Katie's whatever.
I want to eat a biscuit, so.
Do you know what? You know what, Katie? I feel like we've had a bit of a rough relationship with our diets, you know, this year between you and I, and hating each other and loving each other, but mainly hating each other. But I feel like now we are on the same level and we've got our pact.
Yeah.
So we've got to stick together.
Do you swear? Can you promise me 100%?
This is a great pact.
Put your hand on your heart and tell me, and I mean it, Victoria, because I will hold it to you. Don't you dare try and lose weight now, between now and the end of the year, and I promise you I will do exactly the same thing. I'll message you on WhatsApp all the shit I'm eating. We can encourage each other that way. If you
don't
want, we can show
Victoria.
Yeah, I am a bit suspicious. But I am willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. So, Katie, my shit dieting sister, you are this week's number of the week.
No! Yes! Hooray! Oh, you may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself as slimmer. I mean, somebody needs to be a slimmer of the week, because at the minute it's just not happening on this podcast.
Well, I'd be interested, like what you said earlier in the podcast. We can't remember seeing a post on our pages from anyone who's on plan. So it'd be quite interesting to
see. And if they do say it, we just get buried with all the comments of pictures
probably.
Of Rocky Road and chocolate orange shit. Get in touch with us on our socials in the next week. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook. And if you rate and review the podcast, it helps us. And those clicks on your phone will help you burn calories. So whether you're slimming or sinning,
slimming.
Remember there's no shame in again sinning.
Sinning.